ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानांशुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् ज्ञानांशुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्ठान् भोगान्स्तविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ्मायया भोजयन्नः मायासङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिजविषयान् प्राश्यभोगान्स्थविष्ठान् पश्चाच्चान्यान् स्वमतिविभवान् स्वमतिविभवान् Jyotishasvena Sukshman. Jyotishasvena Sukshman. Sarvanetan. Punarapishanai Swatmani Sthapayitva. Punarapishanai Swatmani Sthapayitva. Hitva Sarvan Viseshan. Hitva Sarvan Viseshan. Vigata Gunaganaf Patvaso Nasturiyah. Gunaganaf Patvaso Nasturiyah. Vigata Gunaganaha. Asauturiyaha. Naha Patu. We can briefly understand in one line the teaching of each chapter. You covered three chapters. The first chapter, known as Agama Prakaranam, having the original verses of the Upanishad, mantras of Upanishad, along with some karikas of Gaudapada Acharya, presents the fact, I alone am Brahma. I, the consciousness implied by the term Brahman, am the Sat. I, the consciousness implied by the term Brahman, am alone the truth, reality. This is the teaching of the Agama Prakaranam. And we have Vaitathya Prakaranam, second chapter. In Vaitathyam itself means non-reality. The second chapter known as Vaitathya Prakaranam, Gaudapada Acharya establishes the non-reality. Reality of the duality, non-reality of the universe, the cosmos. We can say Gaudapada Acharya establishes the mithyatvam. Vaitathyam is another word for mithyatvam. Mithyatvam of the universe. He establishes as though-ness of the universe. We studied elaborately how he establishes, etc. And this third chapter, which we finished just now, he establishes the non-duality of the reality. How reality is one, secondless and non-dual. That he establishes in this Advaita Prakaranam. See, duality, non-reality of the duality is established in second chapter. Duality of the reality. Non-reality of the duality. But here, reality being non-dual. One second is established in this Advaita Prakaranam. Now we have to enter into the Alata Shanti Prakaranam. So here he is going to establish Advaitam Satyam Dvaitam Mithya. Non-duality alone is real. It is a fact. The non-duality of the reality is a fact which alone is real. No. Reality is non-dual, one. That is established first. And this vision of non-duality alone is real. Satya, fact. This is a fact. See, reality is one or two. That first you clear. One, second is non-dual, isn't it? But now we say, how this non-dual vision, this alone is a fact. Vision of non-dual reality is a fact. Dvaitam mithya. See, dvaitam is not real. Because the people know who said duality is real. So, Advaitam Satyam, non-duality alone is real. And this is the vision of the fact, and this is the right vision. Advaitam is the right vision. Advaitam alone is right. Why has to say this? Because there are many other schools. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada negates 72 schools in his, 72 schools of thought. In his Nashtotram, Dvisaptati Mata Khandana Chetre Namaha. We say that he refuted 72 views. 72 schools of thought, their views. But here, only a few we are going to see here. So, there are many other schools of thought, systems of philosophy, having their own fallacious views, contentions. And here, Gaudapada Acharya repeat, very interesting. They all believe there is creation. There is creation. And creation is real. Once they say creation is real, and they have to present their own theories of creation. And then they all different theories of creation, different views. Therefore, they all quarrel among themselves. My view is correct, your view is correct, isn't it? All of them quarrel among themselves because they differ in their theories of creation. And they argue very vehemently and trying to prove that everyone tries to prove that their own view, one's own view, contention is correct. And so, these people of different systems of philosophy are of systems which accept Veda as the Pramanam, some of them. Some of them do not accept the Veda as the Pramanam. That is why we have Darshanam. Darshanam means a system of philosophy. We have many Darshanani. Some are known as Astika Darshanani. Some are known as Nastika Darshanani. This Sankhya Vaiseshika Nyaya, Yoga, all these schools, Nyaya school of thought, Vaisheshika school of thought, Sankhya school of thought, Yoga school of thought, all these systems of philosophy are said to be Astika Darshanani. So, philosophers of these schools of thought, Sankhya, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Yoga, accept Veda as the Pramanam. And they all have their own theory of creation. Even though all these Astika, philosophers of Astika Darshanani, accept Veda as the Pramanam, still their priority is not for Veda. Their priority is only for logic, Tarka. Therefore, they are known as Tarkikaha or Nayayikaha. Tarkikaha means people who heavily rely only on logic, not on the Veda, though they have reverence for Veda. Astika Darshanikaha, but still Avaidikaha. Astika Darshanikaha means what? Philosophers who accept Veda as the Pramanam, but still who rely mainly on logic. Therefore, they are Tarkikaha, Avaidikaha. Non-Vedic, but they're logicians. Non-Vedic logicians. So, Shankar, here, Gaudapada Acharya is going to present the logical fallacies in their views using their own logic, pointing out their logical fallacies. He's going to refute their views. He refutes and establishes his vision of non-creation, no creation. And apart from that, we have Nastika Darshanikaha. Nastika Darshanikaha means the philosophers of different schools who do not accept Veda as the Pramanam at all. We have Jainas, Buddhas. But still, here, Gaudapada Acharya leaves all other Nastikas. He only refutes Buddha. Only refutes the Buddha. I mean, the philosophers of Buddha Matam. Buddha's fall. School, four different schools are there. The four different schools of Buddhism. He refutes the philosophers of school of Buddhism. Why? Because they are the most intelligent of all the Nastikas. If they are knocked off, others are as good as knocked off. We don't need to really go. But simply by refuting the philosophers of school of Buddhism, all other philosophers who do not accept Veda as the Pramanam also become refuted, negated. So here, refuting the philosophers of school of Buddhism, refuting these, the so-called Tarkikaha, logicians, Sankhya, Yoga, Vaisheshika, Nyaya philosophers, he establishes ajatiwadaha, stating there's no creation at all. With the support of the adhyasavada, he establishes ajatiwadaha, vision of the fact that there is no creation at all. The support of the adhyasavadaha means the superimposition, erroneous perception, caused by ignorance. In fact, what has been already taught from the beginning, from first to second and third chapters, he reinforces the same teaching and so reestablishes, reconfirms. Okay. Even the Veda Shastam, even the Upanishads, this is a very important lesson, okay? Even the Upanishads present Brahman as the Jagat Karanam, as a method of, as a teaching methodology. Upanishads thoughtfully leave this without saying whether the creation is real or not. Upanishad leaves us to analyze further and to arrive at the conclusion. So, the mantras had to be thoroughly, properly analyzed to arrive at the conclusion that there is no creation at all. Even Upanishads do not say whether the universe is real or not. But universe present Brahman as the Jagat Karanam, as a methodology to help us arrive at some facts. But Gaudapada Acharya says, this is what is the vision of the Upanishad. This is what Upanishad says. This means tremendous effort is on the part of the Gaudapada Acharya. Tremendous strength of knowledge, vision, that he states this. Okay. He says, no, there is no creation at all. And why could we talk about it? If at all there is, then the creation is not at all. There is no creation at all. Because there is no cause. There is only reality. There is one secondless non-dual reality, which is the truth of every being. Therefore, I am the truth. Every individual can claim the truth as one's own sarup, oneself. Every wave can claim H2O as its truth. And one has discovered, one can claim it. The standpoint of the truth, one can say, I the truth am the whole. There's only the truth. There's second thing other than the truth. There's no second reality. There's second thing other than the truth. Whole, all it is, there's only the truth. There's no creation. Because this Brahman is not the cause. There's no jiva, creation of jiva, there's no creation of the universe also. There is no duality. That is why duality is not real. Dvaitam na satyam. Advaitam satyam. Non-dual, non-duality of the reality is satyam. Non-duality is real. Duality is mithya. Okay. Two orders of the same reality, on the same reality, satyam and mithya. So, This he establishes. In Sanskrit, we say Bhagiratha Prayatnaha. Effort to bring the river Ganga. Tremendous effort was, so his effort also is like that. To establish this. It is a great task, greatest task of establishing. To say even Upanishads remain quiet. But what the fact that is arrived at through the analysis of the mantras and logically proving it without contradiction anywhere, that there is no creation, there is no cause. It's not an easy joke. So somewhere there's a pause, some people must have mistaken Gaudapada Acharya to be a Buddhist. Because some terms he might have used, because he lived in the time, maybe Buddhism was very finely flourishing. But it's made very clear. His view was different, Shankara Bhagavatpada would not have written commentary on his work if there was any such doubt. Absolutely clear in his vision. No logical contradiction anywhere. So logic, using the logic, reasoning, he refutes other schools of thought, pointing out the logical loopholes. Okay. That is the, we are going to see all that in this Alatha Shanti Prakaranam. And this book, the chapter itself, why it's called Alatha Shanti Prakaranam. Alataha means firebrand. A stick with a glowing tip of fire. Glowing tip is Alataha. Our incense stick, you can say Alataha. A stick with a glowing tip is Alataha. A firebrand is Alataha. Using this Alataha, a firebrand, as an example, he is going to teach. Therefore, the chapter presenting the very clear teaching, the reinforcement of the facts which have been already discussed using this example of firebrand. Okay, this chapter itself is called Alatha Shanti Prakaranam. Okay, Alataha, holding an Alataha, a firebrand, okay, holding an Alataha, if we move the hand, and especially standing in darkness, okay, and Deepavali day we used to do in India. In darkness, we have a lot of firecrackers. So holding an Alataha, a firebrand, in darkness, and if we move the hands, okay, which we can create as many number of patterns as possible. Patterns and designs. And they look very interesting, very attractive. Very captivating, isn't it? But we know very well, when the hand movement stops, what is there is only the glowing tip. Where are the patterns? We do experience the patterns. Hand movement is there, we do experience the patterns. Did the photograph of patterns also, we keep them. Show later on, we saw the patterns. Still we know, all those patterns are as though appearances caused by the hand movement of the only tip, glowing tip. The glowing tip alone is real. all the countless number of patterns produced by the movement of the hand movement are not real, as though, isn't it? So here, this glowing tip is like, you can say, the consciousness, the abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, is like the glowing tip. Only truth. You know, different schools of thought, different sort of manifestations, different schools of thought, different contentions of different philosophy, systems of philosophy are all like the patterns. Patterns caused by the hand movement is like what? Spinning of the mind. Spinning of the minds of philosophers is like the movement of the hand. All views can be accepted from their own standpoint as relatively real, mithya views. Mithya means subject to change. So all views of all systems can be accommodated where? In consciousness. Only Satyam. Consciousness is the only Satyam. That's why he always, when he concluded saying what? The Upanishadic words, all the methods, all the disciplines prescribed as the means of arriving at the truth are all Na Paramartha Satya, he said. Therefore, any mind can spin, mind can probe, can come out with new things. Come on, all are mithya. They're all like patterns. All systems of philosophy, our schools of thought are like patterns, mithya. The only Satyam is the glowing tip. And pure consciousness, Atma, is like the only Satyam, like the glowing tip. And refuting all those schools of thought, all their views, pointing out the limitations, logical fallacies, refuting them is what of resolving them, okay, is like shantihi, resolution of patterns as non-real into the only Satyam, the glowing tip, is alata shantihi. In the same way, negating all those views, refuting them with the proper reasoning is what? Is like alata shantihi. So, resolution of patterns into the fire, glowing tip, its truth is alata shantihi. So here, refutation, refuting and negating all the views which are like patterns, pointing out consciousness as the only truth, only Satyam, is subject matter of the Alatha Shanti Prakaranam. Therefore, we will come back and see tomorrow. We'll try to finish as many as possible this time, because 100 verses are there. It's the biggest of the Prakaranams. So even if you missed any classes before, and here, there's a possibility of assimilating, ascertaining the teaching here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.